Welcome to the CGMF prayer line today. This is a very busy and very hectic season, and many of you are undertaking a lot of responsibilities, and you're doing gift shopping, and you're taking care of things that at times seem overwhelming. But I pray that this time of year between Thanksgiving and Christmas, during this Advent season and remembering our Lord's birth, that you will become at peace with God and finding rest in Him. And in the midst of the hectic surroundings of the season, remember that He has come and He is the Prince of Peace. And He wants to bring peace and strength into your life and share His love with you. So during this hectic and very busy season, make sure to take time to reflect upon not just the beauty of a Savior's birth, but a Lord who came and gave and has shown forth His life in such a way where love has been personified in such a dimension that we all can touch God in a very special way because of His example and what we saw through Him, our Shepherd and Lord Jesus Christ. Today we want to talk about cooperating with the Spirit as we're finishing up on the last few lessons of our series on the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to get involved in some of what's going on at Covenant Grace Ministry, I just want to pause for a moment. Please call us at 646-926-0401. We have some neat Bible study lessons going on, groups dealing with authentic manhood and authentic women, dealing with issues that we all need to consider. Also, we have the Shepherd Trilogy that goes through the whole entire year, which is a special series on discipleship. Hey, get a part, be a part, call us up. See if we can be a blessing to you. That's 646-926-0401. Or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. cgmfinc@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and we want to encourage you in the faith. But cooperating with the Spirit is our message today, as we're on the last aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus Christ, which is the series we've been teaching for a couple months here. That theme is, this particular last theme, my body is a temple for the Holy Spirit, redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Now, in our walking with God, cooperating with the Holy Spirit is extremely important because we're led of the Spirit, we're drawn to God by the Spirit, we're cleansed many times by the Spirit, and there's so many things that the operating element of the Holy Spirit does within our lives that makes it so important in our Christian walk that we cannot neglect it, we cannot ignore it, and we should not do anything but try to listen to the voice of God. Now, the Spirit expressly says, and I'm reading from 1 Timothy 4:1-5. Now, the Spirit expressly says that in latter times, some will depart from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry, and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and know the truth. For every creature of God, every kind of food is good, and nothing is to be refused if it is received with thanksgiving, for it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. Now, there is a lot that we could get into in these passages of Scripture. But by and large, we need to recognize, one, we are in latter times, and even though we talk about being in latter times, even the early disciples of the church in the book of Acts believe they were in the latter times. And so, as we look at things being considered the last days or latter time, we look at it in a more precise measure or manner, maybe. However, they had the same mindset that we should have, that, hey, these are days and hours that we need to be aware of things. And they were very alert towards what they considered false doctrines, looking into things such as Gnosticism, etc., and looking at it with very much so a understanding of trying to get an understanding of what was transpiring in its teaching and in other varieties such as groups that were part of Christianity, such as the Judaizers, who tried to go around and have people who were Gentiles, who were believers in Christ, take upon the Jewish customs of the time. So there's a lot that was going on then in the church. It was addressed, and today is no different. But it's the alertness, it's the awareness, and it's wisdom that we need. And if we cooperate with the Holy Spirit, we can engage with God in His Word and be able to rightly divide the Word of Truth. Now, there are times when everything that comes under the sun, we just try to dismiss. And sometimes we miss out on God doing a new thing that is not in contradiction to God's Word and His purpose. However, there are times when things come in that look really nice, but it's just like a doctrine in sheep's clothing that's really a wolf. Someone who would devour, or a doctrine that would devour. It's not really made for us to receive or take time to digest and become a part of us. Those kind of things we need to be alert and aware of and disengage from. So it is in these latter times that we have to look introspectively within ourselves and what's going around about us, looking circumspectly in the power of God to see things clearly and to be able to make right decisions considering what is the climate of our times. And unless we are listening to the Holy Spirit and have been sanctified by the blood and set apart for His purpose, there are going to be too many things that keep us from really rightly dividing the Word and our situation at hand and the culture that is becoming a part of the church. Here in this passage, it talks about a variety of things, but what happens when you start to see these deceiving spirits is that people depart from the faith, deceiving spirits and doctrines of devils, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their conscience, you know, not even having the ability to really even understand good and evil, forbidding to marry and abstaining from certain foods and thinking that we're more holy by abstaining in certain areas of life, whether good or bad for the body or not. But we kind of put it on a different level. We need to be careful and recognize for every creature that God has created, food is good and should not be refused when received with thanksgiving, and God sanctifies through the word and prayer. And our lives and what we take in and out spiritually is of the same facet or manner. It is that which, if we truly are living by the word and listening to the Holy Spirit, we will be able to know what is good for us for spiritual nourishment and put aside that which is wrong and be sanctified by the blood of Jesus and through the work of the Holy Spirit, be able to perceive what is the will of God and what is not. We're in a day and era where everything is seeker friendly. And the church is wanting to be comfortable for everybody. And being seeker friendly is nice. But what I see in a lot of my travels in churches is, you know, there's no time for God. It's like, we're going to give you a nice lesson. We're going to give you some nice preaching. We're going to give you some nice singing. We're really going to, you know, knock your socks off, but it's going to be us knocking your socks off and not necessarily us in cooperation with the Spirit of the Lord and the work that God is wanting to do. And so I don't see a lot of the conviction. I don't see the Holy Spirit touching lives and seeing people drawn to God by the true sense of repentance and understanding what God is doing and the love of Christ and becoming believers. But I'm seeing a form of godliness, but the power of God in its variety of cooperation seems to be missing. And we need to be cautious about that because signs and wonders, the scripture says, will follow those who believe. And in many places I've been, I've seen less miracles. I've seen less of God in action. I've seen less opportunity for the Lord to minister. And yet I've been in some denominational churches, quote, that are not charismatic, etc., or Pentecostal, and they have become not just those who engage with the people, but they're actually taking about practices that we used to practice in the charismatic or Pentecostal movements. In the fact of prayer after communion, or a very special time in the Word of God where we communicate and really allow God to minister us and not just a sermon being heard. People are not just being told what to do or told what to believe, but they're actually starting to come to an understanding of what God is trying to speak to the church. And that's what we need today. Whether we're in a Baptist church, Presbyterian church, Charismatic church, Pentecostal church, Methodist church, what is the Spirit saying to the church? And are we cooperating with the Spirit of God and allowing the life flow of God to minister That way we will not depart from the faith. We'll walk in the power of God's sanctifying love and allow the blood of Jesus Christ to set us apart and allow the Holy Spirit to lead us and guide us in righteousness. Paul talked about a lot of things, abstaining from marriage relationships and how celibacy can be good and can be bad in a sense. There are those who forbid to marry, but yet is that truly what we need to do? And because sometimes in the cases of celibacy, it is brought to other problems later down the line and not necessarily behooves holiness. And we have seen some interesting situations with people doing things such as with their diets, etc., that seem to make them feel like they are more holy or sanctified than those other believers in the body of Christ. They think they're super Christians or something. We have to be cautious about that because, you know, sometimes when we think that we are on a different level and that we have got it and we have are keeping ourselves pure, we're actually in a place where we are not recognizing what God's doing in the whole body and how he can minister. And the mix of God's Spirit is not being allowed to have its way and engage us in areas that we need to be engaged in. We might be so given over to the gifts of the Spirit that we have just kind of let go of the fact of God's holiness. Or we can be so engaged in holiness that we kind of forget about the understanding of mercy and love. And we are not balanced. We're not mixed in the Spirit. And so we are finding ourselves lacking in our cooperation with God's program. Let us remember that God will help us to distinguish good from evil if we'll give him a chance. And yet sometimes we are not doing that which God desires in ministering one to another, but we are actually not cooperating with God's program. We need revival. We need an outpouring of his Spirit afresh. We need to not be afraid of what God's Spirit can do within whatever church we're at, and allow God to touch and strengthen and reveal unto us. And there's going to be times when we falter. There are going to be times we might not get it right. But I'd rather give God a chance to minister and operate in a very spiritual and sensitive nature than disengaging, separating myself, and finding myself not listening to what God is saying to the church. In the book of Revelation, you read about a word that God gave to the churches. And you saw various problems and oddities happening within the church. Those letters written were for an actual church. Those in those days gone by, they weren't just super spiritual letters for the future that some people think they are. And God is trying to minister something. And in our hearts and lives, we need to understand that today, in our churches, in our cities, God's trying to speak to us. But are we listening? Are we cooperating with the Spirit? Are we allowing that pouring of God's Spirit to minister in such a way that we take the tools that God has given us, and the seeker-friendly movement of the church has given us tools, and you know, we have great advantages when it comes to Bible software, etc. There's a lot of advantage the church has today than in the past in being able to learn and grow in the knowledge of God. But are we taking the gifts that God has given us, the tools we have, the opportunities we have, and really allowing Jesus and the work of his Spirit to interject and to allow his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven? I leave you with that question today. You know, are we allowing that which is done in heaven, his will, to also be accomplished with us here below the church? And are we, as the people of God, allowing him to allow his fruit of his Spirit to bear on a branch and not try to produce an Ishmael type of spirit, or one that is not one which was the will of God but was something we kind of came up with because God didn't seem to be getting things done quick enough and substituted something that was not spiritual for something that should have been divinely inspired and anointed of God. Amen. I thank you for being with us today here on the prayer line, and I pray that something I spoke about and these scriptures you will look into again yourself in your personal study in 1 Timothy 4:1-5 and think upon these things and allow God's Spirit to touch you. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus and the work of your Holy Spirit. I proclaim that I will cooperate with the Spirit to distinguish what is helpful or harmful for my body and my spirit, and within the body of Christ, that the temple of the Lord that I have would be the housing block, the spiritual powerhouse that you want it to be, and redeemed, cleansed, and sanctified by your blood. I'm going to go forth and see signs follow my life, see the work and the fruit of God's grace in my life, and bear witness of your love in my life. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. So thankful you could be with us today. Please, please do call us at Covenant Grace Ministry at 646-926-0401. We'd love to hear from you. Check out our website, cgmfinc.weebly.com. It's a great website, has a lot of tools for you to grow in the grace and knowledge of God. And thank you for being with us today on the prayer line.